This is the 17th season of Bass Talk Live with your hosts, Mark Jeffries and Matt Pingrack. BTL is brought to you by Lowrance, Basscat Boats, APCO, Duck and Fishing, Strike King Lures, Sunline, Big Bite Baits, Spro, XO Lures, Yamagatsu, The Bass Tank, and Denali Rods. BTL coming at you.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Breakfast with Matt and Brad. Yes, they are on the road, coming to you live from the Spro headquarters. And Matt and Bradley, how are you guys?
We're good. We made it to Kennesaw, Georgia. 14-hour drive yesterday. Brad and I were talking. Now, I have not had this issue before. We're going to talk about it. Our right butt cheeks hurt so bad. We would get out of the truck and hobble around. Is that the sciatic nerve? What is that?
It's like my whole hamstring down my right side.
I had the exact same issue while we were driving every time we had to stop. So, but anyway, we made it through. We avoided the Atlanta traffic. We stayed in Kennesaw, Georgia last night. What was the name of the place we ate at last night?
I would have to say that it was Sid. Called Wonderful Eats.
What was the name of the place we ate at?
Trackside.
Okay.
Dude, it's world best class. Cornbread on earth.
Really?
Yeah. So get this. Dude, we got hooked up. So at the end of the night, I asked her about the cornbread because I was that impressed. And she's like, oh, we throw it out at the end of the night. Do you want some extra? So Brad and I have this big thing of cornbread that we're taking with us.
Just like a couple of Okies, you know, some cornbread, putting our saddlebag on our horse and ride off into the sunset.
Wow. All right, we got a little bit of feedback. No, it's good. We're good now. All right, kind of tell the people what we're going to do today. Actually, folks, I got to tell you first, before Matt and Brad get into this special show, we will have day four with Frank Scalish immediately following this. We'll take about a 5-minute break, and then there is a different link on the main page, and then there's a different YouTube feed that will be featuring Frank in day four after the conclusion of Breakfast with Matt and Brad. All right, Matt, set it up for the fans. What are we doing today?
So Brad and I are headed down to the Open, the first Open on the Harris chain, the Southern Open, and this is kind of right along the way. This is a headquarters for Spro and Gamakatsu. And anything else?
Sea Falcon.
Okay.
Sounds like a warship or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, here comes the Sea Falcon, run.
All right.
So we're going to show some newer stuff, talk a little bit about what's going on, and then I'll have Sid jump in here. And then we're going to send through the wonders of technology. So they have like a whole aisle. You've seen it.
I'm going to take you guys on a tour through the backside of this place. Like, it is
nice.
Massive, dude. Like, the aisles of frogs is endless. It is
nice.
So tall, so long, so big.
And then talk about some stuff. There's some boxes that we can't show what's in, but we can only show one thing that's in there. We've got some new colors of stuff, some new sizes of stuff, some baits that have won a lot of money recently that are hard to find. And then we'll wrap it up. Brad's really jealous of me right now. I've got a Richard for the 112 that does it.
Yeah, we were squabbling over hats, and then I thought I'd found the winner chicken dinner, and then Matt wanted it. I told him he couldn't wear the same hat as me, and then he went out of Richardson 112.
You don't want to make Bradley mad, Matt.
No, I got the giggles last night,
dude. Last night, I'm trying to go to sleep. Like I'm out. Like we're just in a regular hotel room, right? Just two queen beds.
Yeah.
He's over there. I'm almost half asleep, and I can see the light. You know, in the dark of his phone's got his face all glowing over there, and he starts laughing, and he's texting some more or whatever he's doing, and he starts laughing some more.
The next thing I know, I said, "What
are you laughing at?" And he was laughing so hard. He's talking in complete sentences, but I can understand none of it. None of it. He quit laughing, and he's trying to explain what he's laughing about.
Yeah, get used to that, Bradley.
It was a mess.
Get used to that. All right, kind of kick things off here. What do we got, Matt?
We got a bunch of new colors of stuff. Well, we got to save this for Sid because Sid actually knows what he have. I don't know. There's like four tackle boxes full of stuff, and I think Sid just said like this and then left, so he's not back yet.
I know what I'm here for is this right here.
So that's the one. This that is Schmidt one.
Yeah, this
right?
is the new winner chicken dinner.
Well, you know, here, let me.
And Wild Shiner. This is the one that we can get the glare off of it. This is what my buddy Schmitty just won on Toho with, two weeks ago?
Yeah.
It didn't look like that in the picture I saw.
Well, it had like a lot more teeth marks and looked scratches
like
on it.
But rubbed it across gravel for 3 days.
So if you order these and they're out of stock, it's because Matt and I have actually drained the entire Spro Court of Wild Shiners before we went to Florida.
Do you know anything about the new stuff here, or is it time to bring
No, it's definitely Sid's category.
Mark asked us what we had, and we have no idea. So you want to jump in, and then we'll send – then we'll
All right.
bring Anne-Marie in, and then we'll send you guys on a wild goose
chase. Then we'll go on a tour after you.
Okay. We actually kind of tried to plan this. It's going swimming. Brad's got a light. It's like a circle light.
Yeah.
Halo.
It's a halo light.
Before, I just saw that on TV today.
Yeah, look at that thing. For a guy who didn't know what YouTube was a year and a half ago, he's got
I get in here. Anne-Marie, come here real quick.
So Anne-Marie's been here since 1998, which is a significant year, because what was 1998 for you, Mark?
This is Anne-Marie.
I don't remember.
That was your first classic, the first classic you went to.
Right? Oh, okay. Yes, that was 1998.
I have to sit down?
I mean, you don't have to, but that's typically how we do it on the show.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you? But we're doing well.
Explain what you do and the changes that you've seen over your 23 years here. Because, I mean, it's grown massively, has it not?
Oh, yes. Yes. It has grown very much so. When I first started, we had a smaller office, and it was all our items were down in the hallway. There was nothing in the warehouse at that time. We were just getting started with Gamakatsu and Spro. And then as Spro has been growing very much over the several years, but I'd say last 10 years, quite a bit. And so my job is I help Sid. I'm his assistant.
Nice.
A lot of help.
Nice. All right. Now I'm going to ask a question, Matt. All right. And I want you to be honest, but if you can't answer, I understand why. Who is the most miserable pro staff guy to deal with, Anne-Marie? Who's the worst?
You would have just asked them. I'll step out. You could ask them.
The worst? I don't think we have any.
The great answer. Who is the best pro staff member to deal with?
Oh, I like them all. But I do have a couple favorites.
Who are your favorites? The world is going to know who your favorites are now.
Oh, my goodness. That's putting me in a really bad position.
who are the ones we've known kind of the longest?
Okay, so the longest that are probably our first five. Because I've known them for a long time.
Who was the first five?
Do you remember who the first five were?
So John Cruz, Dean Rojas. Now I'm going to draw a blank.
Big sticker. Midwest Mike.
Uh-huh. Oh, I wasn't going to say that. Mike McClellan.
Yes.
Midwest Mike. Now there's one. Who's the other one I'm missing?
I don't know.
There's one we're missing. I apologize happily listening for that. Kind of being put on the spot here.
No, that's right.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, but I do like them all. They're all very, very nice.
That's good. Because sometimes when they're upset and they need something and they're trying to catch fish and they're on the road, sometimes the people like yourself catch the brunt of their frustration. So for you to say that all of them are great to work with, that says a lot about the pro staff.
Yes, yes. They're all very nice to me. Yeah. I can't say that I've ever had any rude ones.
Well, it's good when you get pro staff that don't turn in orders the day before that they are coming to pick them up, too.
Like Matt and Brad, maybe? No,
no, Brad turned no. In, Brad turned his in on Monday.
All right. Well, nothing new there, Sid. Get used to it. Okay.
What? Hey, Anna Marie, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? As soon as you did Matt's contract, what did I tell you not to do? Don't mail it to him because he's never going to get it back to you.
But I did email it to him.
And yes,
I did email it to him.
I have a hard copy in the truck.
But that's okay. He's not leaving today until I get it.
Okay.
He's not going to get paid until I get it.
I gotcha. I understand. I wouldn't give him a single bait until you get it.
I can do that as well.
Very good, Anne-Marie. Very good. That's, you know, hold him accountable. Make him a little bit responsible for his actions. That's a good deal there. All right.
He's just learning. He's just learning.
Yes, he is. He's constantly learning. Constantly learning. All right. Sid, you want to show us some stuff?
Yeah,
do you have some stuff there?
I can hear so we can.
Bye.
Bye, Anne-Marie.
You know that very well. There, yeah. You could have gotten in a pickle there with some of your answers. And you
And of course, Jeffrey's is stirring the pot.
No, I'm not.
See, there's some behind the scenes stuff there with some of Jeffrey's comments. It was well played, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. So we have a bunch of boxes here, and Jeffrey's asked about this stuff. And so explain what exactly you do. Like,
okay.
For those of you who don't know,
I've been here for 15 years. I do all the sales and marketing. We have a basically sales, marketing, new product development. I do a lot. I wear a lot of hats because, you know, we've started off as a smaller company and we're really growing really fast right now. So, you know, basically when you work at one of these companies, you kind of have to wear a lot of hats and do a lot of things. So that's kind of my deal over here. So, but really recently within the last year and a half, 2 years, that's where we're starting to kind of explode and come out with a lot more new products, a lot more new categories, a lot more new colors of baits. And that's what Matt and I are kind of going over right now. So one of the things that we've done recently and had a lot of success with, especially this time of year, has been the lipless crankbait. I know the guys were talking about the Aruku Shad a second ago, which there you go right there. There's the Aruku Shad. But we also have the Wameku Shad, which is Shin's bait, and it's really extremely loud.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Wild Shiner Wameku Shad. It's this is not available yet, but it's coming.
Just in the Wild Shiner.
In the Wild Shiner.
The Wameku Shad's available.
The Wameku Shad's available, but not just this color is not available yet. But this is something brand new that we've come out with, which is a Wild Shiner in that bait. Then we also have several other new colors available.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a red. Red's always good this time of year. Then we've got a little different color right there, which is a bluegrass craw, which is a John Cruise bait color.
Isn't that your nickname in high school?
Yeah, bluegrass craw. Yeah, exactly.
Sid, those last two, are those last two available?
The bluegrass craw, I believe, is available.
That one is available. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you hold it, this is the Epic Eric deal where you hold the hand behind it.
The Epic Eric?
He has like a crazy bait collection, but he always holds his hand behind the baits and it makes it focus. So
I gotcha.
Everyone does it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, cool trick there.
So, this is the spring craw. Yeah.
Very nice.
So we have that. Another thing. We have Aruku Shad, finally, after 15 years of Aruku Shads, in our Nasty Shad color.
Very nice.
I don't know.
What would you say in hard base the most popular colors?
Cellmate, Nasty Shad.
American Shad?
No.
No.
Cellmate, Nasty Shad, probably Spring Crawl. Here's Spring Crawl right here. Spring Crawl color Little John. We've sold those for years.
Yeah.
There you go. And so we got that. And then here are some brand new colors, which we did matte colors in a red crawfish pattern.
That's ridiculous.
That's really cool.
So we've got a lot of new colors coming, a lot of new stuff. And then one last one that we just got that I thought was a pretty cool color is it's got like a little aqua type color to the top of it.
Yes.
And that's our Tennessee Shad, I think is what we call that.
Is there color on the bottom of that,
yeah,
Sid?
Yeah. It's got a really light red on the bottom.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Let's finish the hard baits and then we'll show. Like, these are entirely things of like new frogs.
Okay.
So we'll save that.
All right.
And then we'll send Bradley. So continuing on the hard bait trend.
Then I have some new hard baits here. Some new rock crawler colors. This is top secret. We had this at our little event at
Has
Table
anyone
Rock.
Anyone else seen this color?
No.
So
this is 12 debut.
12 people at Table Rock and us.
You're not going to get in trouble for this?
No.
You
I
sure?
Don't think so. I don't think so. It's coming. We've already ordered them. So
this is the first look at these baits.
Yes.
Wow.
So there you go, right there.
What color is that called?
I don't even remember.
How many of those exist right now?
You know what that color is? That color is badass. That's what that is.
Can I say
it? I believe it is Crawl Shark.
It says it on there.
Yeah, it does.
Can I say it?
Delta Crawl.
Oh.
Okay.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
So that's in the 50. That'll be available. Oh, it's in a matte finish.
Yes. Yes, a matte finish. And then this one is Olive Crawl.
You've had that color, right?
Yeah, that's a Russ Lane bait color right there.
Very cool.
Which that's that Olive Crawl. But the thing about it is, look at that. It's got a ton of glitter and everything in it.
Yeah.
So you got that. And then last but not least.
Because that one's really popular in the Fat Pupper 55, right?
Yes.
That Olive Crawl.
And then Ghost Orange Crawl.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa. You get full screen on the Ghost Orange.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are all coming.
Can we pre-order them?
Yeah.
That one's
are nice. Those in stock? Are any? When are these going to be available, Sid?
These will be available probably in May. We've had such good demand this year that, I mean, we're doing everything we can do to get every rock crawler that we can.
Yeah.
So any of the new products, we had to back them up a little bit. We were going to have this in the spring, but I got to get enough red bugs in stock right now.
All right.
And that's really the problem.
This is the one we can't show what else.
Yeah, you can't show what else is in there. But this is something that we're working on right now, which is our Hunter crankbait, our Hunter 65 square bill. We're now doing a deeper diving version of it. So that's coming very soon.
Nice.
So what series will that be in?
Essential series.
So that'll be an essential series, deeper diving.
Yeah, which is the essential series are premium baits at an affordable price. You like that?
Good catch.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Hey, you can't see the comments on the YouTube feed, though, Matt, but somebody on there says, can you let Sid know I'll send him my address and I'll take all of them, please?
All right, so then on we'll do the Gamagachi front, and then we'll save the frog boxes.
Okay.
So,
Hang on, Matt. One really quick question. A lot of people are wanting to know how deep on the deep diver. How deep will that run?
You know the honest truth on that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, obviously that's good, but obviously it depends on line size.
That's the problem. When we were working, we built the shape.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. We built the shape. We did that. But I haven't even had a chance to throw this yet. I just got
it
2 days ago.
Very cool.
I don't want to say, it'll dive 15 feet whenever it dives 17. You know,
right.
I need to throw the thing first.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Now, obviously, it depends on.
You don't know that stuff till you actually go out and test it.
Yeah, especially line size. I mean, line size is going to make a huge difference on that, too.
All right, big thing coming up. Didn't you win using a swim bait on a ball head, too? Mm-hmm. Some of them, Bradley. This thing looks freaking awesome from Yamagatsu.
And this is something that'll be available. I'm thinking it'll be available late summer. But it's something that's been in the works for.
Has anyone seen this yet?
No. Nah, it's been in the works for a while.
How many people have seen this?
The world premiere.
World premiere on this, too.
How many people have seen this?
I don't think 15, anyone.
10?
10, 15. I mean, like us and the reps.
It makes me feel special.
You should feel special. You should feel special. All right.
Oh, he's special, Sid. Believe me.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
All right. So. Basically, what we've come out with here is I know, I can't figure this thing out.
Then go down.
There you go. Right there.
So, it's a small swim bait head that's weedless.
Premium
Gamakatsu hooks.
Look at the little keepers.
Little keepers on it. Double keeps.
That is sweet.
And then that weed guard is?
It's titanium.
Titanium
weed guard, which... That's one of the things that Gamakatsu puts on their products is titanium weed guards instead of just the regular stainless steel or fiber. Mm-hmm. We use titanium.
It's the high end ball head swim baits that you see, like what Brad throws and Thrift and all those guys who, like, when they're throwing the little, 2/8, 3/3, 3/8 pro swimmers swim baits. I mean, this would be a hell of a crappie jig.
When they're looking at them on LiveScope and throwing at them,
this would be a hell of a crappie jig too around the.
And I want to see the crappie that you're catching before I use that jig.
I'll show you right now. I show them to everyone.
I know you do.
That he does. He does, Sid.
They're proud of him. All right. Anything else before we go to the frog box?
Little Gamakatsu. Okay. So Gamakatsu, of course, the Japanese company, and they really love their storage. I don't know another way to put it, but it really they've got a lot of different types of way to store tackle, and this was one right here. These little Gamakatsu G boxes. I know we've seen like the 3700 boxes and some of the other sizes, but this is a little pocket box. We just got these in stock, and which it's really cool. Like you could put, like you can see inside of here, you've got all your, I've got all my split rings and stuff for offshore jigging, but this is a cool little thing. You could put your drop shot weights, drop shot hooks, things like that, some smaller type stuff. But what makes it cool is they each have their little individual openings like that, and they're rounded off. I don't want to open it too far or my stuff's going to fall out, but
yeah.
It's rounded off on the corner so you can pick it up. It's pretty neat.
What kind of stuff is in there?
I've got power split rings for offshore jigging.
I didn't even know you guys were doing that.
Yeah, no, that's
that's Kentucky Lake offshore jigging, right?
Has anyone
seen that? Yeah, no. That's offshore jigging in like 300 feet of water with sea falcon stuff.
Has anyone seen these?
No.
Premiere?
Like, in all seriousness, I'm not like doing the freaking like Billy, whatever the.
No. I mean, it's coming. It's going to be here May.
All right.
New frog stuff.
New frog stuff. Let's do it. All right. So, Kazu might yell at me, but I think it'll be okay.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine. All right, we've got a new frog coming out. I've been approached 1,000 times about doing a buzz frog, and we've talked about it. Everybody's talked about doing a buzz frog. you know, we could do a hollow belly and just stick two little tails on the back. We didn't want to just do that. So what we did is we created a hollow body elastomer frog. And that's what we're doing now. And which, as you can see, it's going to be like this. Ooh, like that with the kicker tails. But it's got a Gamakatsu double hook on it. That's like that.
Wow. Wow.
And that's brand spanking new. Those will be, they're going in the catalog next year, all that kind of stuff. So here is a rigged version, but it's like a prototype. So that's what they're going to look like with the hooks in them. This is really brand cool. New stuff. This is stuff we're going to have next year. The cool thing about this material, everybody worries about a frog sinking. And that's one reason why, we didn't do just a regular hollow body, is you worry about the frog sinking. Well, this elastomer material will float. So they're going to float no matter what. You don't have to worry about it. If you stop it, it's going to float. So that's one of the reasons why we chose that material. But I mean, it's available in a bunch of different colors. So if you can see that,
those that is cool.
I don't want to show everything too much. I don't want to, show
yeah.
too, but those are going to be available, probably May, June of this year. They're well on their way to getting here. All right, let's show something that we will have in about a week and a half.
Very nice.
Be here. Looks like the first week of March, we're going to have these, which this is the Popper 70, which is our Dean Rojas frog, but it's a 60. Yeah, we got a 60 somewhere in here. That's fine. Pull one off the wall. All right, hold on. I can show this. This is a 60.
Okay,
this is our orange juice color right here. It's a brand new color.
Wow.
Crazy. Kind of crazy color.
When are those available, Sid?
The orange juice will be available probably in about... Me out. Good night. Okay. I'm trying to give it where they can see the difference in the size.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's definitely bigger.
You can definitely
tell. It's not like King Daddy big, but it's definitely a bigger version when you get it in your hand. It's just a little more beefiness and probably what, about half an inch bigger, quarter inch taller?
Yeah.
Matt, you might have to give me some OJ there. I kind of like the OJ.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So we have those coming, and a bunch of our frog colors. I mean, there's Killer Gill, Nasty Shad. Yeah, pretty much all the same.
What's your best selling frog color?
It goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. I mean, Killer Gill's always one of the ones. Nasty Shad's always one of the ones.
Black and white,
and then black, just the just regular straight black.
Midnight Walker.
Yep. this guy right here.
That's it.
How many colors when the frog first came out? How many colors did they make?
I think we made 8 colors.
And now you made in the normal regular size.
Regular 65s, we make 46. I think colors now.
Didn't Dean's kid make like 4 of them last year?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Which one? Diamondback?
Diamondback. It was Diamondback and
I saw them all.
The Piranha.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool. It's because they had the road on it.
And then we had another cool thing, too, that we did this year. As you know, 15th anniversary of the frog was last year. But we did these cool little American flag 15th anniversary frogs. We got 2 different colors.
So
those are cool.
You've been here how long?
15 years.
So do you remember when it launched?
Yeah. I actually was not here when it actually launched, but I was here when we first started shipping them.
Was it nuts?
It was nuts.
Like right off the hop.
I mean, Bass Pro Shops and a lot of the other customers were just ordering everything we had. I actually looked it up. The first customer that we ever shipped was one of Dean's buddies on the West Coast.
Tackle Shop?
Yep. Western Plastics. That was the first frog shipment that ever shipped out of here, was to Western Plastics. John Cassidy. Yeah. I looked it up whenever we were doing all the frog stuff. It's unbelievable.
That's cool.
So you guys ready to you want to?
Yeah.
So Brad's over here. So here's the deal. There's a big giant warehouse. Like you said, whichever way he points at it, there's an area that he can't point that out before he points it there.
Okay. Because
we're like small children. We're gonna look at everything. We're gonna wander around.
Yeah.
We wandered an area not supposed to.
Yeah.
But I think Brad is gonna get. Don't hook it up now, Brad, because we'll get the feedback. And Sid's going to take him on a scavenger hunt of the warehouse and anything that's cool there, and show him the frog wall. And then if signal or feedback or anything gets bad, I'll just be here. Oh, where's that little bitty one? The micro 40.
Oh,
can you show that?
I can show it out there. See
one. Yeah, show that in the warehouse.
Yeah, I'm super in the warehouse. About that. Yeah, just don't have many. Pretty much sold out of them.
Yeah. I noticed that. I made my order 11 hours ago.
Yeah.
Wow. No surprise there, Sid. No surprise whatsoever.
I know.
I just
keep defending yourself.
I just got the Florida stuff, the Florida necessities.
Yeah. All right, we're ready. I can see Brad. So, Sid, why don't you go ahead and head out with Brad. And we'll see what goes on there. Matt, is this the most organized that you have ever been for a trip? Would you say?
For a trip?
Yeah.
For
a tournament. A trip. A tournament.
No. I've gotten really freaking organized for other tournaments, too. I mean, there's like a system where you're the exact level of organization for everything. Like, it's just everything's clean, everything's oiled, ready to go in its place. Yeah. I'm actually less organized because I don't really know what I'm going to need in the boat. Because I never, you know what I mean? I'm not like, this is what you do on the Harris chain. So I've kind of got some stuff scattered. But, I mean, yeah. I'm organized, but not like to a stupid level.
All right. I think we're ready to go to Sid and Brad in the warehouse. All right. I got you guys. Bradley.
Well, just go full screen with them and take me off, and then I'll just be.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're good.
All right. So the frog aisle starts right here. It goes all the way down. All frog. We kept everything down a little bit. And we're actually creating more room for more frogs. As you saw, we've got those new swimming frogs, or buzz frogs, whatever we want to call it. We have the poppers that are coming in. We have to make room because we want to try to keep them on one aisle for guys pulling orders. So we go all the way from here, all the way up. That's all backstock of frogs, all the way down.
Wow.
This place is massive, dude.
Wow.
Look at that. Look how high that goes.
That's a lot of frogs.
There's nothing but frogs, dude. The whole thing. Every one of these boxes is frogs. Frogs.
Most warehouses are only three stories. We actually did four in here. We had to buy a special forklift that could get all the way to the top. So it's craziness. So this is all frogs.
How's my camera work, Mark?
You're good.
Am I doing a good cameraman?
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, you know, it's start. Everything's in order, too. Dwayne in the warehouse does an unbelievable job. Everything's in order. So, we start with, like, the 60s and albino, Amazon, Black Widow. It goes all the way down. Everything's in order. So,
ooh, more frogs.
It's a lot of frogs. Wow.
Dude.
They're everywhere.
And then they're all down here, too. All the way
if
down.
I name a frog, how quick can you find it in there, Sid?
Depends on what it is. I mean, if you give me an item number, I can find it real quick. But if it's, you know.
Like a Diamondback 65.
What?
Do they make a Diamondback?
Okay. SBF 65 DMB.
I knew it.
Right here. DMBC.
Got any more requests? That one? Looks kind of like
that's it. That's the one.
There you go.
That was impressive.
Come on, do one more.
Let's go King Daddy in Midnight Walker.
All right, SBF.
Start the clock, Mark.
MNWR right here.
Bingo.
Impressive.
All right.
That is impressive.
I tried to do two hard ones and that didn't work.
No. Sid, how big is the warehouse?
It's 35,000 square feet.
Wow, it's pretty good size.
We actually moved from a 10,000 square foot warehouse into this one.
Oh, the Little John Micro, 45.
Oh, go on the other side. There we go. And I'll tell you something else that's impressive. This is all bucktail jigs all over here to the wall down there.
We talked about this last night. Remember, Matt?
Yeah. Apparently, everything that swims eats a bucktail jig. And we get in our little minds that, oh, it's just bass fishing, tournament bass fishing. Well, no, there's millions of people who just want a good bucktail jig for what? Striper and everything.
This little guy. Can you see that?
There you have it.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Very
it's
cool.
Like, what, half the size of a regular Little John?
Yeah, they're a good bit smaller. 45. I need to stick like a penny next to it or something.
Your please. Thumb's in there.
Yeah.
Brad, very how nice. Does that, how does that, I mean, that's definitely smaller.
Definitely smaller.
Cool. Smaller. I got another one right here. Hold on.
It's like a quarter ounce trap.
That's nice.
That's ballpark. You know, if you're thinking about size, it's
that's a Little John okay. 50, and then yep, that's a DD. You tell the difference?
Yep.
Picture.
Yeah. Yep.
To really tell, I mean, that's what it is. It's a difference in a half ounce and a quarter ounce. You know, I mean, if you were looking at a rattle bait, it's that much smaller. It's a big difference. It looks a lot more than it does on camera. And in your hand, it looks like a bigger difference for sure.
And these are already, I mean, these are already at the retailer. And that's actually a new color, Little John. I didn't even mean to grab that. That's Lavender Shad.
That looks really good.
And don't forget about the, these are new. This is all rattling Little Johns. These. A little harder rattle in them than our other ones.
Yeah.
You don't sell much of this color right here, do you? And anything, do you?
Thought ton of it. Such a shad. Which we did this one. This is actually cool. That's Ozark Craw that we did in a Little John. Ozark Craw from the Rock Crawlers.
Oh yeah.
So, Mark, this place is massive.
It looks massive.
And look, we haven't even really mentioned, but there's other things in this warehouse.
It's a lot of hooks.
We can show this right here.
I always gonna show y'all more secrets. You ready?
This is all I got. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
This is Spro Swivels right here. All the way down. But then if you look on your right, it's all Gamakatsu.
Yeah, this is all
we have
Gamakatsu.
Split up Gamakatsu and Spro.
Am I going too fast, Mark?
No, you're good.
It's all Gamakatsu down all these aisles.
Oh, and by the way, this is also like 4 stories tall of hooks.
Wow. Wow.
Here, Matt. This is what you need for Florida.
Can I show that circle?
That is the 10-aught octopus. Have you used a 10-aught octopus before, Matt?
The closest I would come to that would have to be running jug lines with one of my buddies.
Here, Mark, this is the walleye steelhead. Look at the size of those little bitty hooks.
See, that's the thing, is multiple species. I mean, we all think bass, but we sell a lot of product to walleye anglers, crappie anglers, bluegill anglers, stripers, inshore, offshore fishing. It's all coming out of here. So it's pretty, we have to carry a lot of different styles. I think there's over 3,000 SKUs of Gamakatsu hooks alone. And then you add in Spro, you look at another probably 1,500. So, you know, it's really a lot of small things that add up along the way. But then, you know, we have our really like frogs that we saw a ton of too. So it all adds up, and it's all part of what makes us who we are. So this is us. This is what we do every day.
Very nice. Somebody is asking about clothing. Do you ship the clothing out of that building?
Absolutely. We got the clothing aisle
now.
This is all
the blue light special here.
This right here is all clothing and promo goods. Tackle boxes, which a lot of this stuff, it may not be on the shelf, but it's up. So,
jeez.
Oh my gosh.
So, we have all the Gamakatsu clothing.
You still have that frog shirt that says, like, come over to the dark side?
Okay. We actually are doing these AFCO, the shadows with the Gamakatsu on them.
They're sharp.
Very nice.
That's brand new. And then we have, like, the lifestyle AFCO shirts, too. We love the AFCO stuff. They're great guys. They're a great company. And then we even have the AFCO. What is this? This is a performance hoodie, performance blue, and with the Gamakatsu logo on them. These are brand new, guys. Great for the summertime. Great colors for the summertime. And then a gray one. I like the gray when I'm fishing, but
yeah.
Then we even did, this isn't AFCO, but we did these little camo water-resistant hoodies. I wouldn't say waterproof. But no, we got all kinds of stuff, man.
It's very nice.
We got all kinds. And then on the Spro side, you switch over here, and we have a lot of new Spro. This is a new Spro Little John Lifestyle Tee. It's got Spro on it right there. Let's see. This is actually the frog one. Sorry. And then on the back, got the little flag with the frogs on it.
Very nice.
Those are brand new. Somebody's going to kill me because I didn't fold that right. But no, all this is all clothing, promo goods, hats.
So this side over here is all Gamakatsu.
All Gamakatsu over here.
Clothing. Except and then over here
boxes.
Is all Spro.
Except for the boxes. We mix the boxes up. And this is for Dave Rush. The GK7000.
Whoa.
That's what he catfishes with.
Yeah, that's his favorite. But no, dude, we got, oh, pliers. This is another thing. We've been selling a bunch of these. Gamakatsu and Spro, we got pliers now.
Nice.
Did you put those on your order, Matt?
No.
I did.
Nice.
Yeah, screwed up.
No, it was just a circle. We back? Oh, now we're live, right?
Yeah, we're good.
These are for your catfish. Banger. All right, then there's one more thing. One more thing, we're done.
Okay.
The Sea Falcon. This is a new thing that we're doing. This is offshore slow pitch jigging, which is very, very popular in Japan. but it's just, it's kind of cool. Dude, look at these plugs.
Oh my gosh.
This is for offshore, like tuna fishing, and then just big fish. So it's actually called the Devil Popper. Handmade in Japan. They hand make these out of balsa and resin. It's awesome the way that they do them. But we've got all this Sea Falcon slow pitch jigging deal. It's all offshore fishing.
Sid.
Yeah.
Sid, you can't, no, you can't show that yet. You can't show that until you demonstrate the three different motions of slow pitch jigging.
Okay. There's the long stroke. Then you got the half stroke jigging.
Yeah, you gotta get your shoulders into it more. Kazuo showed us that. You gotta do it right. You're half ass of this, Sid.
And then you have the quarter stroke.
Okay, now you can show them. Now you can show them. Show the
I was enjoying the jigging stroke.
Oh, that was awesome.
Right here, little squids. And they've got lead in them, and you actually jig them.
Huh.
So that's all the Sea Falcon stuff. I know most of us are bass guys, so, but this is something new we've gotten into, and it's really cool. I would have to say that it's similar to, you know, like the old Hopkins spoon or something like that. You know, you get over the top of the fish. You drop down on them, you jig it a couple times. They usually eat it on the fall. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then it's a really good fish to eat. So, all right. Well, that's the quick tour of the Spro Gamagatsu warehouse. But all this is all hooks.
Yeah.
Going down through here.
All right, very cool. Brad, I'm going to cut away. Why don't you guys go back inside, and we will wrap things up.
All right,
thank you, Sid.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to come back in there, and we'll wrap things up there, Matt. Very, very insightful tour there of the Spro warehouse, and hopefully everybody enjoyed an inside look at a lot of stuff that's taking place, a lot of cool baits.
Yeah.
We weren't exactly
sure how that was going to go down, but I thought that worked out really well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. So we'll wait on Bradley and Sid, and we will wrap this thing up.
All right. You want to hop back in here, Bradley?
Yo.
Very good camera work there, Bradley.
Dude, my arms are like, I was holding it close to my body, you know, trying to perform all the different techniques to help you with arms getting tired from holding out. But yeah.
You always tuck.
Yeah. I shake really bad. I was going to blame it on Sid earlier because, I mean, you couldn't tell when he's holding up the bait because he was still as he could be, but my hands
were still
shaking. So, anyway, man, that place is impressive, isn't it? 35,000 square feet of tackle. If that doesn't get you interested, if you're a fisherman, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
I'm fixing to cut a video. So, when we get off this live, I'm making a YouTube video for my channel with this place, and it's going to somewhat resemble last year, where I was disappointed because Sid made us turn in orders before we came, but Matt just he held through for me because I wanted to watch him have to cowboy through this thing where he just walked around the tackle just like to get a big bite because the video is so much better when he has to cowboy up on the deal.
Listen,
I love it.
Let me say this: in all fairness, they're behind on a lot of things because of a combination of supply, COVID, and everyone fishing. So people are ordering a ton. So I'd talk to Sid about, hey, you know, we got this open. It was about a month ago. And he's like, a lot of the stuff we might not be able to get to you. And I said, well, I'll just put in an order then after Florida. I only use Gamagatsu hooks. So I've still got a bunch of Gamagatsu. I've got like six frogs because, after 8 years of staying on the road with Rojas, he never gave me confidence in throwing a frog of any type. So I've six killer gill frogs. I'm like, I'm good to go. I've got the little jaws and stuff. So I was like, oh, wait. Well, then like 3 days ago, I was like, man, I can use some flipping hooks. And I was complaining to Dave Rush about how I wonder if I could. And Dave's like, you idiot. You guys are driving right through.
Yeah.
And I saw Georgia on the way down. It's not even that far out of your way. So then I talked to Sid and we worked it. So this all went down.
So then we didn't even get the order forms until like 3 or 4 days ago. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go pick up my boat from getting it wrapped. I'll come back and I'll do my order. Well, that was when it turned out to be some minor issues with the motor. They got everything straightened out. It's running great. Big thanks to S&D. Also, shout out to Mercury. They got everything. Everything's working great. Obviously, since I'm here and I'm not like twitching.
You're twitching. You just didn't have anything to do with your Mercury.
Yeah. So I was a day behind. I was a day late on it. So that's why I don't have the fancy pliers in there, because I ended up getting.
I was just making the point that it makes for a better video if he's having to cowboy through this thing, and that's all I was getting at. I was kind of excited to hear that this morning, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Sid at?
He's right here.
Oh, okay. Have him get behind there real quick, because we're gonna sign off. And I just,
you and Bradley can sit down.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Sid. I know the fans greatly appreciate getting a look at some of that stuff, kind of the world premiere of so many of those baits. So many, many thanks, Sid, for doing that and opening your warehouse to all the BTL fans, and greatly appreciate your support for BTL. It's been a while, and looking forward to what these two guys can do during the Opens this year.
We'll see what they can do, but we do appreciate you guys coming by. No, this is great. I love it when the anglers come by. You know, we have a tremendous team of people around here. We also have a tremendous team of anglers out on the road. And if we can give the people at home a little sneak peek at what we do every day, that's what we want to do. And, you know, we're passionate fishermen ourselves. Kazu and I both fish a lot, and that's kind of our passion. So, you know, we understand, you know, what it's like to be an angler and to be able to see behind the scenes on what goes on back there. We know that's all part of it. So we appreciate it, guys.
All right. Very nice. Bradley, do me one favor. Sid, there are a number of things that I could request. I'm only requesting one thing. Okay. One thing. Out of all the stuff that I saw, just one thing. That OJ. The OJ. I want the OJ. That's
which one do you want it in? Which frog?
The poppin' frog.
Okay. Does it need to be rigged?
No.
Okay.
No. I can take care of that.
He's lying. You need to rig.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to rig it.
You're gonna need to rig it. I know.
What?
He's saying that, and we're gonna be on Lake X within 2 months, and he's gonna go home, and I've got this frog.
Break it out a coat hanger to stick it down.
No. All right, you can help me out there, but I can do it. I feel confident I can do it. But man, if you want to do it for me, thank you, Sid. All right. Thank you. All right, great stuff, Bradley. Please take care of Matthew over the next couple of weeks. And I know a lot of people out there are wishing both of you guys a lot of luck and success, and I know a lot of fans are going to be watching. So do a great job at practice. Do a great job during the tournament, and we will talk to you guys very soon. Sid, you take care, man.
All right, thanks, guys. They're good.
All right. See you, Matt. We'll be in touch. Thanks, Bradley. All right, that's it, folks. Don't forget, coming up here in about 5-10 minutes, we're going to have day 4 with Frank Scalish. Different link over on BassZone.com and a different link on the YouTube channel. So check us out here in about 15 minutes with Frank Scalish, day 4. Coming up, we'll be right back.